In this English lesson, I wanted to help you learn the English phrase to eye something. When you eye something, it means you look at it usually because you want it. It can have other meanings as well, but usually when I eye something, it means I want it. If I'm sitting in a room and there are cookies on a plate, I will eye the cookies while I'm talking to people because I'm thinking, those look yummy and I want to eat one. So I will eye the cookies. This happens sometimes at school as well. Sometimes we're having a staff meeting and there will be treats for us to eat when we have our coffee break, and I will eye them during the meeting. I'll think, do I want a cookie or a donut when we have our coffee break? So when you eye something, it means you look at it. Now, the second phrase is to have an eye for something, and it's slightly different. And I think I explained this one in a previous video. When you have an eye for something, it means you're good at it, and we're usually talking about something visual. Some people have an eye for home decorating. Some people are just really good at choosing paint colors and making a room look really good. They have an eye for it. As I said in my previous explanation of this phrase, I think, Jen has a real eye for making bouquets. She knows what flowers to put together and how many of each flower and what colors look really good together. She has an eye for it. So when you have an eye for something, it means you're good at something, but it's usually something visual. You know, you have an eye for decorating a room. You have an eye for making bouquets. You might have a real eye for something like art. You might use that phrase as well. So to review, to eye something means to look at it because you want it, and to have an eye for something means to be really good at something, something visual, something that people can see. But anyways, let's look at a phrase from a previous, or let's look at a comment from a previous video. This is from Mode Eggs. Back to where it all started. Under the back door of your van on a rainy day, after 7 full years, Learn English with Bob the Canadian has come full circle. Good phrase, by the way. Man, so many amazing memories came flooding back to me. Very cool. My response, yes, except this time I actually got really wet. When I went back to work, a few people gave me a funny look. I guess I should start carry an umbrella with my video gear in the spring. So that's something I don't do. Oh, by the way, Mode, thanks for the comment. I don't carry an umbrella with me. I should start doing that. I think it's really common in Britain to carry an umbrella. In Canada, umbrellas actually aren't that common. I think because we're just used to, if it's bad weather, you just get in your car as quickly as possible, and then you get into your house or get into your building at work as quickly as possible, and you just try to avoid the weather. Maybe Canadians don't walk as much as they should, and so we don't tend to always have umbrellas with us. Oh, what was I going to talk about today? It is spring break for me. As you watch this, I'm making this video on a Thursday evening. I just finished my last day of work and I am now on break. So it's Friday. If you're watching this, that's when this video will come out. My first day of spring break. I'm really looking forward to it. Some people go away during spring break. Jen and I will be going away for a couple of days, but most of spring break, we will probably spend time with our kids. We'll probably do things with our kids. We'll probably do a few chores around the farm. We'll probably take a crack at getting all our paperwork done for the business, our tax paperwork and all that kind of stuff. But mostly I just won't work. Like, I won't do any schoolwork. For the next week and a day, I will intentionally not do any schoolwork, just so that I have a bit of a mental break from that. I'm having a good semester. I'm all caught up on all my grading and everything, so that's fun. And I'm going to enjoy the spring break by not working on schoolwork. Should be really fun. Anyways, thanks for watching. I'll see you in a couple of days with another short English lesson. Bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.